Learning in the brain is very complicated. It involves a large amount of brain tissue. And as scientists, however, as reductionists, we tend to want to narrow things down further and further to the level of cells and molecules. For that reason, we have begun to actually look at synapses during learning and memory. And there is a physiological approach in which one can change the thresholds of synapses by repeatedly stimulating them, called long-term potentiation, that is thought to be a reductionist correlate at the single synapse level of a learning. Now, when LTP, long-term potentiation, takes place at a synapse, there are a number of changes that take place there that have fascinated neurobiologists for many years. Among those changes are shape changes, that is, protrusions from the dendrite that carry the synapse, called spines, will enlarge. And another feature of the change in synaptic threshold is that proteins begin to be translated locally at the synapse. This is an area of intense interest right now because those proteins that are being translated locally at the synapse involved in learning are probably going to turn out to be critical mediators of this process.